بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. In the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I start. And I start by praising Him, Allah, the one worthy of all praise, and seek His help and forgiveness. I testify that there is no true God worthy of being worshipped except Allah, and that Muhammad is His true slave and messenger. The topic is the authoritative validity of the authentic Sunnah, and we spoke about the evidence from the Quran for the authoritative validity of the Sunnah. We covered that part, and tonight inshallah we will cover the evidence from the Sunnah that itself the Sunnah is a valid authority and proof. This will be wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Gerbi. So the topic tonight inshallah, the evidence from the Sunnah that the Sunnah itself is a valid authority and proof. First of all, the first evidence is in the hadith reported by At-Tirmidhi and others that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there was a mistake apparently. لا ألفين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته يأتيه أمر مما أمرت به أو نهيت عنه فيقول لا أدري ما وجدنا في كتاب الله اتبعناه. يعني وإلا فلا. None of you reclines on his bed, the orders comes to him on a matter which I commanded to do or not to do. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, brother Hashim. So none of you reclines on his bed, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning, none of you reclines on his bed, the order comes to him on a matter which I commanded to do or not to do, then say, I don't know. What is found in the book of Allah, we follow it, any otherwise not. This hadith is reported by Ahmad, At-Tirmidhi, who authenticated it. Alaykum as-salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Medina. Ibn Majah, At-Tahawi and others, and also authenticated by Sheikh Al-Albani. According to another report, أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Verily, I have been given the Qur'an and the example of it. أَلَا يُوشِكُ رَجُلٌ شَبْعَانٌ عَلَىٰ أَرِيكَتِهِ يَقُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ فَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَلَالٍ فَأَحِلُّوهُ وَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَرَامٍ فَحَرِّمُوهُ وَإِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ كَمَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ. الحديث. According to another report, what is found in the book of Allah as halal, permissible, then pronounce as halal. And what is found as haram, forbidden, we pronounce it haram, forbidden. Surely I am given the Quran and its example with it. This is reported by Abu Dawood, At-Tirmidhi, Al-Hakim, who authenticated it, and Ahmad, and Al-Albani also authenticated it. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stressed in the same narration that, quote, what the Messenger of Allah has forbidden, Allah has prohibited it. What the Messenger of Allah has forbidden, وَإِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِثْلَ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ كَمَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. What the Messenger of Allah has forbidden, Allah has prohibited it. Please make note of these textual proofs, so that inshallah you will have the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your efforts to nullify the corrupt methodology of those who deny the validity of the Sunnah. Also, Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi rahimahullah commented, it is certain that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning against the opposition to the Sunan decreed by Allah's Messenger and which are not mentioned in the Quran, as adopted by the Khawarij, the dissidents, and the Rawafid, the rejectionists of the Shia, who adhered to the appearance of the Quran and abandoned the Sunan which assured the explanation of the book, and so they were confused and went astray. End of quote. This was, is it breaking now again? I hope not. Okay, so there was a break. Somebody is trying to jump on the mic. Yes, there is a breaking. Okay, let's see. How about now? Is there a... Yeah, I will repeat that. No problem, inshallah. I will repeat it. I'll check the sound system now. Just a second, please. Okay, how about now, alhamdulillah? Can you hear me now better, inshallah? Can you hear me? Please let me know if it's clear and without a break, so we continue or repeat the saying of Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi rahimahullah in his book Ma'alim al-Sunan. Could you just feed me on the sound, please, from your side? Shall I continue, inshallah? Can you hear me? Naam. Salam. Hey, Abu Abdullah. Ana andi muhadara. Assalamu alaykum. Assalamu alaykum. Can you hear me, please? Can you hear me, please? Okay, so Gerbi is hearing us. Is there any break, inshallah, so that we avoid, you know, if you have any break? Okay, I will continue. Okay, very good, alhamdulillah. Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi said, it is certain that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is warning, breaking. Sister Aisha is great, is saying great. It's Medina is clear. So please try to reboot those that they have the breaking. Please try to reboot because others are receiving it very well. So those who have the break, please try to go. So Abu Sulaiman al-Khattabi is saying, it is certain that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum salam, rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Tamir. It is certain that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is warning against the opposition to the sunan decreed by Allah's Messenger and which are not mentioned in the Quran, as adopted by the Khawarij, the dissidents, and al-Rawafid, the rejectionists of the Shia, who adhered to the apparent of the Quran and abandoned the Sunan, which assured the explanation of the book, and so they were confused and went astray. End of quote. End of quote. So this is the first evidence. The first evidence from the Sunnah, that the Sunnah itself is an authoritative and valid proof, independent one. Second evidence is in the Hadith narrated by Al-Irbad ibn Sariya radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, Salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that yawm. One day the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in prayer. Thumma aqbala alayna, then faced us. Fawa'adana maw'idatan baligha, dharafat minha al-uyun, wawajilat minha al-qulubu faqal. Then he faced us and gave us a lengthy exhortation, at which the eyes shed tears and the hearts were afraid. A man said, فقال قائل يا رسول الله كأن هذه موعظة مودع. O Messenger of Allah, it seems as if it was a farewell exhortation. فماذا تعهد إلينا? So what injunction do you give us? فقال أوصيكم بتقوى الله والسمع والطاعة وإن عبدا حبشيا. I enjoin you to fear Allah and to hear and obey, even if it been an Abyssinian slave. فإنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسيرى اختلافا كثيرا. For those of you who will live after me will see great disagreement. فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء الراشدين أو الخلفاء المهديين الراشدين تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة. You must then cling to and follow my sunnah and that of the rightly guided khalifas or caliphs. Hold to it and stick fast to it. Avoid novelties in religion, innovations in religion, for every innovation or for every novelty in religion is an innovation, and every innovation is an error. So clearly from here, the hadith is a strong proof. Yeah, see, I'm breaking. Okay, let me get a better, try to, a bit, okay, I'll try to get a different one. Please allow me. Okay. Let's see if we can change to this other mic. Let me change here to another mic, please. I have to go to the software. Okay. Okay, I finished with that, so I will go to another.
Third evidence is in the hadith reported by at-Tirmidhi. فبلغه كما سمع. Gets it by heart and passes it to others as he has heard it. فرب مبلغ أوعى من سامع. So maybe the one who is conveying would comprehend more the thing that he is passing from the tradition of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the one who heard it. And Abu Isa al-Tirmidhi rahimahullah mentioned that this hadith is hadithun hasan sahih. It's an authentic and good narration. So in another narration of this hadith, many a bearer of knowledge conveys it to one who is more versed than he is. فَرُبَّ مُبَلِّغٍ أَوْعَى مِنْ سَامِعٍ. Quoted by Abu Dawood, and Al-Albani graded it as authentic as well. Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah commented saying that when the Prophet ﷺ commanded to listen to his traditions, memorize them, and to relate to a bearer who will in turn passes it to another, it indicates that what is to be passed on is something that will be a proof, evidence upon the one to whom it was passed to. Since whatever is to be related from him صلى الله عليه وسلم is nothing but halal permissible matters or forbidden matters to be avoided or a legal punishment to be established, wealth to be given for or taken, and advice concerning the deen and the life of this world, this dunya. This is in his book Al-Risala rahmahullah ta'ala. So these are some of the evidences from the sunnah itself which are strong indications and proofs rather that the sunnah itself is a proof for its authoritative validity. So the sunnah stands as a proof for the authoritative validity of the sunnah. And then the next topic that will be dealt with is the proof from the ijma', the proof from the ijma', from the consensus of the learned scholars of the righteous predecessors on the authority validity, on the authority or the authoritative validity of the sunnah. This will be inshallah the next coming talk, not tonight but inshallah on another night by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this covers inshallah this part of the talk, and that is under understanding Islam, and that is the proofs from the sunnah, that the sunnah itself is valid authority, that it stands independently as a source of knowledge in Islam. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. The next topic will deal with the correct response for those who altered the religion of Isa alayhi salam, and this will be part 5, and in this part we will begin with the introduction. We are still in the introduction, and this will constitute rather its fifth part. So inshallah in about a minute or so we will go ahead with this classical book of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. Then after that inshallah on the schedule is applications on how to understand the Quran. Applications on how to understand the Quran. We will deal with certain verses which would appear as if they are in opposition, would appear to the reader as if they are in opposition while they are in not, and that will be inshallah under our subject understanding the Islam part A, which is the Quran. Last night we talked about the meaning of ta'wil, and also we introduced al-muhkam and al-mutashabih. Al-muhkam and al-mutashabih, the clearly or the entirely clear verses, and those that are less or not entirely clear, and what's the position of the Muslim vis-a-vis these verses and how to understand them, as well as the hikmah, the wisdom from having these both present in the noble Quran. shall I stop now here?